Last time these teams played, Briggs Houston had a big game. He had 16 points, so we'll keep an eye on him and see how he does this evening. Meanwhile, Damian Young was the leading scorer for Bolivar in that overtime game. He had 15. That game was back during the Bolivar tournament. And West Plains and Bolivar now have played twice. Both teams have won one, both close games. Bolivar won on the last second shot in the blue and gold tournament in the consolation round. Starting lineups for these basketball teams tonight. First of all, for West Plains, their starting five will be the standard five. Ethan Tuma, 5'11 junior. Jared Kraft, 6'2 sophomore. Josiah Long, 6'3 sophomore guard. Clayton Robbins, 6'5 junior. And Briggs Houston, the 6'6 senior. For the Bolivar Liberators, their five will be Ethan Graves, 6'2 senior. Trenton Papke, he's a good player. He's a 5'11 senior. Damian Young, the 5'9 senior. Gardner Casey, a 5'11 junior. And Drake Durham is a 6'3 senior. Robbie Huff is the head coach of the Bolivar Liberators. They are 5-17 on the year. West Plains is 9-15. It would be nice to end the regular season with a little momentum, with a win, and hit double-digit wins. Here we go. West Plains wins the tip easily, and here we go. West Plains in the red from left to right. Pass to the right corner. Josiah Long gets it outside. West Plains needs to take good care of the basketball tonight. Ethan Tuma on the sideline. Curls over to the point. Josiah Long passed up a shot, kicks it in the corner. Here's a three by Briggs. It's an air ball. That'll be out of bounds, and it'll be ball for ball. So that'll work just like a turnover on a bad pass thrown out of bounds. Air ball shot, missed everything, and goes out with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. It's court-warming night, senior night for Bolivar tonight. Here's a pass to the low block. Durham with a pull-up from the side. No good. Rebounded by Josiah Long. Now Jared Kraft with it. Let's see if Jared, he hasn't really looked to shoot the ball much lately, and he really needs to do that. Pass to the low block. Robbins inside-out pass. Briggs Houston. Dribbles down. Ball fumbled, and we'll have a foul called as Clayton Robbins took a little dish off, and he got fouled from behind. Drake Durham with the first foul of the ball game. He has been in foul trouble most of the games. Here's a shot for three. Good. Josiah Long from the left wing. And when West Plains is playing well, they're not bashful about shooting that three, and they make a lot. It sure transforms the offense. To the high post, Papke has it. He's double-teamed. He'll circle back outside now. Back on the right side, over the top pass on the left wing to the baseline. Pass inside, stolen. West Plains comes away with a bad pass. And they'll bring it up on the right side. Clayton Robbins, right corner. Briggs Houston. Jared Kraft over now. Josiah Long gets a screen. Free throw line now to the left corner. Ethan Tuma, cross court pass. Here's a three by Clayton Robbins, and that's good from the right corner. So it's a quick 6-0 lead for West Plains here at Bolivar High School tonight. Damian Young dribbles in, now has to kick it back outside. In that game that West Plains beat them here in the tournament, Damian Young fouled out, and that really hurt Bolivar's chances. To the corner, open shot, Papke for a three, that's good. That's going to be Casey, Gardner Casey. Gardner Casey with his first bucket and the first one of the night for Bolivar. Gardner Casey with the three. It's a 6-3 game. Pressure on the ball out front. Jared Kraft now to the low block. Brett Robbins, blind bounce pass underneath. The catch by Briggs Houston. Back to the right corner. Jared Kraft will circle out, hand it back to Clayton. Low block. Briggs Houston hands it off. And a turn. Shot up inside. No good. Ball is going to be controlled by Bolivar. Boy, we got a great looking shot there. But couldn't get it to go down. Now ball tipped and stolen. Josiah Long comes away with the tip. Josiah goes baseline, pulls up, shoots the jumper from 15, no good. Ball rims off, and it's taken down by Gardner Casey. Middle of the floor, left side, Damian Young dribbles in, bounce across, almost stolen. Now ball deflected again, and tipped out of bounds by West Plains. Josiah Long, he's getting his hand on a lot of passes. 4:33 to go in the first quarter. West Plains is up 6-3. Damian Young has it in the backcourt. Now in the front court against the West Plains matchup zone. Most teams shoot the ball way better at home. There's a deflection out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. It'll be ball for ball. Everybody shoots better at home. There's no doubt about that. But Bolivar in particular, in the past several years, they always seem to really shoot well here. We'll see what happens tonight. Here's a ball tipped at midcourt. Near steal, picked back up by Gardner Casey. He'll drive the lane. The left-hander puts it up and good. A little runner, and he has five, and it's a 6-5 game. Four minutes left, first quarter. At the right point, Ethan Tuma gets a screen, spins against it to the left corner. Josiah Long, he'll drive in, kick it across. Jared Kraft, open three, good. Anytime Jared can get a shot off, it's a good shot. And he has a three, and it's a 9-5 game. Now Damian Young out front. For Bolivar, Seth Martin at the other guard. They kick it to the right corner, Gardner Casey. To the point, to the right side. Can't let Casey sit and shoot because he can make that three. We've seen that already tonight. We've seen it already this year. Damian Young trapped in the lane, gets it outside now, and they'll reset their offense. Drake Durham. Now the point guard, Damian Young, has it, and he'll move it out toward the timeline. We have 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Drive by Gardner Casey on the drive. No good. Too hard off the backboard and pulled down by Josiah Long. 9-5 game, West Plains by four. All three field goals behind the arc for West Plains. Briggs Houston spins, kicks it to the corner. Kraft to the point, wide open three, and that's good by Christian Robbins. That's four threes tonight. 12-5 game. Timeout call by Bolivar. They're going to try to get a handle on this defense against the three because whatever they're doing right now isn't working. 2:18 to go in the first quarter, a 30-second timeout score. West Plains 12, Bolivar 5. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Really good start for West Plains. Shooting the ball great. They've made four threes. They lead by a score of 12-5 in the first quarter. Bolivar with the ball. West Plains going for their 10th win. Bolivar trying to wrap the season up with number six. Bolivar basketball against the West Plains zone. Ball deflected, and now we'll have a foul call as Ethan Tuma deflected a pass, but he's going to be called for a push. That'll be his first foul, team first. Grant Mahan comes in the ball game as Ethan Tuma may have tweaked an ankle. He'll come to the sideline. In the corner, catch and shoot for Casey for three. No good. Weak side rebound, though. Pulled down by Damian Young. Now he'll circle outside. Gardner Casey to the right wing. He'll get the ball there to Trenton Patke. Patke has it. He'll launch the three from the point. No good. Ball is tipped and picked up by Bolivar. They'll keep it with Jason Wilkinson just in the ball game. A drive by Young goes up, scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Briggs Houston. And I hope Damian Young takes that shot all night long. Not a high percentage shot at all. 12-5 game. Now West Plains with the ball. The three would make it a 10-point lead. They'll come out and pressure a little bit. Now on the right sideline, Josiah Young there, extending their defense, trying to guard against that three. Pass inside, good feet inside. Briggs Houston up inside and scores. That's what making all these threes will do. It'll open up Briggs Houston inside and give him an opportunity to do some damage up close. On the left side, Wilkinson gets it out to the corner. Ball tipped away, picked up by Young now on the right side. Gardner Casey has it. Casey throws it over the top, now to the high post. Catch and shoot for a two. Back iron, no good. Tipped off the rim. Tipped up, picked up by Jared Kraft for West Plains. Jason Wilkinson, the 6'5 senior, kept it alive for Bolivar, but the Zizzers get it back. We're down to 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Christian Robbins with a score 14-5. West Plains up by 9. Bounce pass, low block. Good feet inside, and there's a lean-in shot. Good off the glass from the left side by Briggs Houston. This is as good a opening quarter as West Plains has had in a while. 16-5. On the right side, Damian Young with 9 seconds to go in the first. Lob it inside. Pass is caught and shot and missed. Boy, an easy one inside by Wilkinson, and there's the horn to end the first quarter, and it sure looked as if Bolivar had a good look at a basket at the end of the quarter, but they couldn't convert. We played the first 8 minutes. West Plains has looked like dynamite, 16-5. They lead it by 11, and we're back with quarter number two in 2 minutes. Back in 1 minute on KDY. What a good first 8 minutes for West Plains. They shot the lights out. They lead it 16-5. They made 4 3-point shots in the first quarter. And they're up by 11, starting quarter number two. It'll be Bolivar basketball to start the second. West Plains goes back to the matchup zone. Pass on the wing, tipped away. Good play by Grant Mahan, who's in the lineup for Ethan Tuma. And West Plains comes away with it. Turnover three against Bolivar. Out to the point, left point now. Back to the right side. Briggs Houston on the corner. Christian Robbins. Lob pass inside to the post. Grant Mahan turns, gets it out to the point. Another three by Christian Robbins, rims off, but rebounded. Pump fake inside, two-handed dunk by Briggs Houston. 18-5. And you got to put it on him while you can, because you don't know how long that'll last. Here's a lob pass over the top, and the shot no good. I believe Drake Durham got fouled on that alley-oop attempt. And it was on Grant Mahan. Drake Durham looks to score from the line here. First try is way short, no good. Only points tonight for Bolivar have come from Gardner Casey. He has all five of them. It's 18-5. Let's see if we can build this, pad this lead. Make it something big before halftime. Next free throw is good. Bolivar's on the board in the second quarter. 18-6. These teams have played two games this year. Both have been really close. So you expect this one to be the same, even though we're off to a great start. Here's a three, rims off by Josiah Long from the left wing. Here comes Damian Young. You have to stop him because he'll take it to the basket just like there. He wraps it around out to Casey. Dribbles in the lane. Left-hand runner is short. Picks it up, though. Now he'll move it back outside, and they'll reset their offense. On the left wing, Durham for a three. That's good. Drake Durham makes it 18-9. West Plains by 9. Just keep doing what you've been doing to get what you've been getting. Keep moving the ball on the pass, and stuff will open up. Josiah Long in the left corner. Tipped out of bounds by Damian Young, and it'll stay with West Plains. 6:13 to go in the first half. West Plains leads it 18-9. Christian Robbins in for Grant Mahan. for the Zizzers, and now West Plains has their starting lineup out there. Inbound play in the corner, Josiah out to Briggs. Briggs on the left side. Back down, kicked it out to Ethan Tuma on the right wing. Lob pass, triple team. Christian Robbins kicks it out. Jared Kraft pulls up, 12-foot runner. It's no good. Got his own board and put it up in midair. Good. Excellent athletic play by Jared Kraft, who has 5, 20-9. Plains back to an 11-point lead. Over on the left wing, a catch and shoot. There's another three, and that's good by Trenton Patke. They're going to shoot the ball better. They just started really cold, so you got to make hay while the sun is out. 20-12. Christian Robbins puts it on the floor, kicks it across to the corner. Josiah inside out pass at the point, breaks for three, won't fall. And the rebounds of Trenton Patke, and back comes Bolivar. Pass across, down the key. They'll feed it back outside Trent Durham. Durham back out on the wing. Here's a three, and it's good. That's Patke again. Kid's good player. And 20-15. Suddenly it's a five-point game. Out front, Christian Robbins. Shoots the three from the wing, and it's good from the right side. Christian's made three of those tonight. And a timeout on the court. The lead is back out to 8 with 4:40 to play in the first half. And the score, West Plains up 23-15. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Four minutes and 40 seconds left. First half. And the Bolivar Liberators have the basketball after that last three by Clayton Robbins. And West Plains has an 8-point advantage. Now on the right side, they'll move it to the left point. Patke will dribble in, backs in, and travel with the basketball. A quick double team force that. Jacob Bohr is in the game for West Plains. Bolivar has their fourth turnover of the night. Full court pressure now. Also in the game is Matthew Giglio for Bolivar. In the corner, Christian again. No good, but he followed his shot. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. 23-15, 4:05 to play in the first half. Damian Young gets it across the timeline, and he'll get the ball now to Matthew Giglio. To the corner, Durham circles out, shoots from the right corner, as way off the mark. And now a reach-in foul from behind will be called in the backcourt on Damian Young. It's only the second foul of the night. And the first of the quarter on Bolivar. Seems like we play here so much. It's not a true road game. Well, it's the fourth time we've played here this year. Here's a shot from the right corner, deep for a three. No good. Rebound. Good up, and another two-handed dunk by Briggs Houston. That is a high percentage shot right there. Two hands and down, 8 points, 25-15. And now we'll get timeout called by Bolivar. Another one. Man, they're burning through them here. 3:17 to go with the first half. And the score, West Plains 25, Bolivar 15, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. It's a winning combination when you can shoot the basketball like West Plains has shot it tonight and not turn the ball over. That's translated into a 10-point lead here in the second quarter. 3:15 to play, and it's 25-15. West Plains on defense. Durham will hand it to Young, who will drive down, and he got away with a charge, shoots it off the rim, no good, ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll be West Plains basketball. More full court pressure by Bolivar. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Ethan Tuma over the timeline to the right side. Jared Kraft with it. High post. Briggs Houston dribbles down, picks it up. Now out to the point. A long three at the point. No good by Christian Robbins. And rebounded by Trenton Durham. Durham up the left side, back to him. He likes to shoot the three, but has not shown a proficiency tonight. Now here's Casey for a three. He has, and he makes it. Gardner Casey with his second three, and he has 8 points. 25-18. Of all their guys, Casey is the one I'd really pay a lot of attention to. Passed down in the low block that time, and a foul's going to be called on Bolivar. Briggs Houston got grabbed. That'll be the second foul on Damian Young, so they'll probably take him out of the ball game. Coming in the game is Luke Von Allman for West Plains. And they're going to leave Young out there. Lob over the top. Briggs Houston in the middle. Down the key. Here's a drive. No good on a little short jumper by Jared Kraft. Rebounded by Casey. Over on the left wing to the left corner. Durham beats his man on the drive. Goes up. Got a shot blocked by Christian Robbins. He looked like he's going, Drake Durham was going to try and dunk the ball. I don't know about that. I do know it got blocked. Here's a blocking. Oh, my God. A charging foul is going to be called in the far left quarter. Christian Robbins will be called for the foul. And West Plains will give the ball back here with 1:53 to go in the half. 25-18. Damian Young now in the front court to the point to Trenton Papke. Here's a three on the perimeter. Pull-up shot is no good, but what? We've got a... We've got probably an illegal screen call on Matthew Giglio. So his first foul. And now Plains has it with 1:40 to play. And now... the Zizzers will get in the ball game. Ethan Miller, the sophomore guard, to the right corner. Luke Von Allman in there. To the point. Briggs Houston outside. Kraft tipped away. Chased down by Kraft. Back to the point. Miller open. Free throw jumper is good. Attaboy. Ethan Miller knocks one down, the sophomore off the bench. Makes it 27-18. Out on the wing to the left point. Patke has it. He pushes off. That's offensive all the way. That was so obvious. Ray Charles could have called that. Patke picks up his first foul. And so a turnover is the fifth. Bolivar here in the first half, which has been played very well by both teams in that regard. Only two for West Plains. 50 seconds left in the first half. West Plains by nine. Ethan Miller to the point. Jared Kraft has it on the right side. Hand off on the low block. Here's the turn up and in on the great feed. Hand off from Christian Robbins to Briggs Houston. Briggs has 10. It's 29-18. Christian Robbins probably having his best game of the season here. I called him Christian again, didn't I? Clayton Robbins having his best game of the season. That was an older habit. Drake Durham out front over on the right side. Gardner Casey dribbles over. 6 seconds to go. Pull-up shot from 10 feet and no good. Ball is going to be rebounded by Clayton Robbins. Shoots it for the other end, and it's too high off the mark, and that's the end of the first half. Briggs Houston with 10. Clayton Robbins had 9, combining for 19 of the 29. West Plains has rolled here in the first half, played exceptionally well, and they lead it at the half, 29-18. And we'll come back and check the scoring in the first half in 3 minutes on KDY. West Plains has played some good basketball in the second half of the season. In particular, from the Blue and Gold tournament on. But this is some of the best basketball they have played. Tonight, they lead it by 11 at the break, 29-18. They've done everything very well. But most importantly, they have, well, two things. Number one, they've shot the ball very well from the perimeter. They have made 5 3-point shots. They have also taken really good care of the basketball. They have only turned it over two times in the first half, while Bolivar has thrown it away a total of five. Scoring in the first half, Rick Houston has 10 points. Clayton Robbins has been terrific with nine, all of his points from the three-point line. 5 points for Jared Kraft and three for Josiah Long. Bolivar's leading scorer at the half, Gardner Casey, he has 8. Trenton Patke has 6. And Drake Durham has 4. In the first two quarters, Bolivar has made 6 field goals, 5 of them behind the three-point line. So that's kind of kept them within shouting distance. Meanwhile, it looks like West Plains has made 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. They've made 12 field goals, and 5 of their, almost half of theirs, have been from the three-point line. West Plains has not shot a free throw so far. Bolivar is 1 out of 2 from the line. We're at halftime, 29-18. West Plains rolling and playing very well here at Bolivar tonight. And we'll come back with more in 3 minutes on KDY.